producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Whatever problems you may have in your life, just send them along to rich@dougstefan.com.
I'm here for you.
Everything.
Yep.
He, along with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, here with me on the Friday Good Day program, connecting with you in any number of ways. The girl with the lower back tattoo, quote of the day. That's the working title of Amy Schumer's new book, which she was paid $8 million up front to write. Alternatively called The Girl with a Higher Paycheck Than You. Yeah. Where did she come from?
She just came out of nowhere, didn't she?
That's a great question.
It's funny how these people, at some point, I mean, I'm not saying she didn't work hard, because, you know, she's been done the close circuit, sort of back in the Hollywood stand-up places,
you know, that kind of stuff.
It's funny when people hit, how quickly they hit in Hollywood. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, one day we don't know who you are, the next day you're everywhere.
Look at us. We're an overnight sensation.
Yeah, 25 years of making.
Thought for the day today comes from Christopher Reeve, who has passed on, but he was born on this date in 1952. Quote, once you choose hope, anything is possible. My God, isn't that true? Think about how you put your thoughts into your mind and put them out there, and how often, if you stay with those thoughts, do those thoughts come around, they pass around and they stick. I find that to be the case with me. If you're really thinking about your mind, what goes into your mind, being successful at whatever it is, or desiring something that you want, putting it together, the power of prayer, some people call it, power of positive thinking, whatever it is. But I'll tell you something, it sure works.
A political bumper sticker.
Yeah. Anything like that. Now, what you can say, well, have you wished to win the lottery? Yeah, I bought tickets to the lottery. But do you put your mind on it? Most times...
Maybe if you did, you'd win.
Well, listen to this, though. Don't most of us think when we buy a lottery ticket that we have no chance to win? One in 700...
Are you kidding? Every time
million.
I buy it,
right.
I go, this is going to be the winner.
Well, I spent the money already.
Yeah. Somehow or other, that part of it doesn't work, Jen.
Yeah, I keep
Here's
forgetting
my belief
that
on
I...
that, though.
Yes, Richie?
You can't hope for things... Greedy things for yourself.
Greedy things.
Yeah.
No, if they help, if it's something that will be helpful that you'll use to better...
Hold on. Dropping a flag on the play on McFadden here.
Good.
You can't hope for greedy things for yourself. Okay, so one would say that greed is good health. When you were fighting cancer, didn't you hope for good health for yourself?
Oh, yeah, but that's not greed.
Sure it is. Why should you get healthy in someone
your
else?
Life to
yeah, to be better.
No, that's... let me try to rephrase that.
You may have gotten them here, Jennifer.
I believe that if you ask for, I want to win this $1 million lie. I want to go to the casinos and win $1 million. I want to go to this. That's just kind of pie in the sky.
But it's
greed.
Different than knowing you're going to win. It's like you knew you were going to get healthy. You knew you were going to beat cancer.
I was betting on myself. I wasn't betting on some luck. A chance thing to happen.
There's something to be said.
I knew I was in control of my destiny, and so hoping that I controlled it was my best.
You are my destiny. Jennifer,
you know, is it surprising that Doug had a song?
Hold on a second. Jennifer just came up with one of the great euphemisms of the week or the month of the year. Let me throw a flag down on that.
Flag the play.
That
I know.
Was
listen,
good.
It's football season, man.
That
I'm like
good.
On it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to put that
you know.
Off. Okay, trending at DougStefan.com today, the power rankings as of this week, Carly Fiorina is queen of the hill, according to USA Today power rankings.
Well, she's had the story, man. I mean, in a month's time, going from Zippo to where she is now.
And how many of us thought that Trump would self-destruct with his thin-skinned approach to a lot of people who are taking shots at him?
If he starts attacking her, it's a lights out.
He already did.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, but he didn't really seriously, and he stayed away from
her. Yeah, he saw what happened when he called her ugly.
Yeah, right.
He better walk careful.
Bad. Second item in the trending box at DougStephan.com has to do with those Russian fighter jets that have gone into Syria with their transponders off. You may have heard, or there's speculation, seemingly well-founded, the Russians are actually building an air base in Syria. Isn't it amazing how people always want to kind of put themselves into a position, especially this boob, Vlad the Bad. He's just there. He knows, anybody with common sense knows, that you can't have conventional warfare, you can't survive nuclear stuff, but yet he's muscling himself into all these other areas to make sure that there's Russian influence and or control, and then he works his fear. His whole fear notion. Meanwhile, I did see something that I thought was interesting about Bad Vlad. There was a thing with Elton John where somebody played Elton John. Who was played in this? Was Putin played or was Elton John played?
No, Elton John was played.
Elton John was played.
Yeah, the radio team or something called him up pretending they were
Putin. So he called, though. He apparently actually called Elton John. There's a story floating around today that he...
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Is he tall enough to reach the phone?
Ms. Number two for Jennifer.
We're only
7 minutes into the hour. Good for you. That's two for Jennifer. All right, let's see, number three.
Elton John didn't believe it was Putin this time, though.
No. You get played. Like, really?
Number three in the trending box at DougStephan.com. The German government has been warned about Volkswagen and the software they put into their cars to beat the testing. You know how this actually works. Somehow or other, this is what's amazing. Actually, this is brilliant. Whoever developed this software, I hope, has made a lot of money doing it. Probably won't get used again, or it'll get modified.
Every auto manufacturer in the world is trying to hire him right now.
Yeah, exactly. So the software somehow detects when there's those stick up the pipe. That's how they check the pollutants.
Right.
They stick a pipe when you go.
Kind of like the
Moon River.
Just okay, cough.
Thank you.
Just cough.
Yeah, turn to the left and cough.
Ever been to prison, Doc?
Okay, then. So much for the testing the pipe in your car.
Let me tell you something.
Okay, Richie, tell us something,
please. This is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, how so?
I'm going to wait about 30 days until this whole thing really cranks up.
Yep.
And I'm going to go find somebody who is so angry at Volkswagen and so embarrassed that they own one of these polluting diesel Volkswagens.
And
I'm going to say, I'm going to take that car off their hands. Yep. Right now, what do you
good
want
idea.
For it?
Brendan may be the first person you go to.
To tell you this.
I might buy two of them.
Yeah.
Two things of note with this Volkswagen story. First of all, the CEO's name is Michael Horn, which happens to be my dad's
that's
name.
That's the American translation.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
But part two of this is my mom has always been a Volkswagen girl. Gosh, for the last 10, 12 years, she's had Volkswagens. And so on the eve of her retirement, she bought a Volkswagen, pretty basic, not a diesel.
No.
And so she just paid it off late last year. Hmm. It has been, she just had to have it towed for the second time yesterday.
Really?
Maybe 4 months. Something's going on. The car just shuts down. It is scary. Yeah. And it's been in and out of the shop 4 times, and she just paid it off. I mean, it's like, ugh.
Trade it in. Seriously.
I told her. I said,
trade it in for one of these diesels. The diesel is not a polluting
one.
Probably give me one. I'm very interested. My son didn't give me the play-by-play yesterday. For those of you who didn't hear, both my children bought Volkswagens in the past month. Brendan bought the first one, and he touted it to his sister, and she needed a station wagon for the baby and all that other stuff, become a member of the of a group that she never really wanted to be a member of, or didn't think she'd become a member of, the Traveling Moms show. So she and her husband bought a station wagon for Miles and her, and it's very, well, I took rides in it this past weekend, a neat car, nice car, and very efficient, 45 miles to a gallon, and it runs nice. It's a good car. So, but Brendan got the same car, only the sedan, and he has already been back. Megan isn't going to care. She's not going to do anything about it. But Brendan is a little bit more of a stirrer of the pot, as it were. And so he went to the dealer and said, okay, what are you going to do about this? And the dealer said, well, there are options. We can give you your money back, or we'll give you another car that has a different engine in it. And he said, okay, well, we'll talk about it. And I don't know where that has gone to, but they're going to have to do something. It's going to cost them $7 billion to fix the problem. And one wonders what the problem really is. The problem is that they lied, but it isn't really. It's because, and I don't say that this justifies lying by any stretch of the imagination or cheating, but for God's sakes, these, and most of the experts that look at this will tell you behind the scenes, this was something that was inevitable because they can't meet the requirements, not only that our government has put on them, but governments around the world. They keep saying, we've got to do something about these pollutants. You've got to do this car and that car and do this. That. So the only way they can make it work is to do what these people did. And by the way, there's nothing wrong from this person's point of view at the standards that have, that could be met by this car. There's, look at a diesel engine, right, 10 years ago, and look at them today.
No, it's fine.
Like night,
it's a
and
clean
day
motor. It's just not reaching what they said.
No, it's the unreasonable expectations, right, that have been put on them.
That's why I'm going to go buy two of them.
Absolutely, Richie. I would too. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online not combined. One site only on white mat. No cash or credit back on prior purchases. Tax and shipping extra.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
We'll be right back. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He doesn't really like the contest, just right. The theme.
Yeah. I like the contest, too. The theme for my three songs, the contest is now on the air here on the Good Day program. We're going to play you three songs by different artists, and these songs all have one thing in common. So you got to figure out what it is when we play snippets from the songs that they have in common. Sometimes title, it may be, well, I'm not going to give you, what if I give you hints, that makes it too easy, right? When you figure it out, you call us at 888-302-3684 to feel good about you being the smartest kid on your block, having figured out what the connection is. First song from the Moody Blues singer Justin Hayward and Forever Autumn.
Got it.
No, it's not songs by guys named Justin.
No?
Songs by whom, Kenny?
Guys named Justin.
Oh, no. Right, this is a good song, Richie. Crank it up, will you?
Crank it up.
It's a big song.
How do you crank this song up?
I was about to say it is.
Right. Uh-huh. Actually, he performs this often with the Moody's in concert, but this was his song. He's been back and forth, and now is emphasizing his own career as well as being on the revival shows with Moody Blues, because he has written most of the songs, has been the lead singer. Terrific, terrific. I happen to get to know him because of his friendship with Uri Geller. Very, very good guy, and very serious about his music and his work. So anyway, first song in our three songs contest, Forever Autumn by Justin Hayward. Here's the second one. This is Green Day. Wake Me Up When September Ends. So that means he wants to be woken up next Thursday. Right. Top 10 hit in the U.S.
It's a hibernation song. Is it all hibernation songs?
2005, the year for this song.
This is a good one.
Uh-huh. This is about the death of his father, lead singer of Green Day. Passed away when he was 10 years old. Put yourself in that position. Green Day, what was the big hit, Kenny?
A
Oh, they've had a ton of big hits.
Yeah, have they?
Yeah.
Something that comes into my mind. This was an okay song for them, but it plays
you
into...
You know this song.
Oh, we're figuring this out. I wouldn't know this song?
Nah, this song was never...
Never? It was not a big pop hit, no. Alright, so anyway, that's second song. First one, Forever Autumn by Justin. Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day. Third one is Neil Young's Harvest Moon.
Because I'm still in love with you. I want to see you dance again.
This was big in 1993. He didn't play this at the Farm Aid concert last week, no.
Harvest Moon.
Imagine how this didn't hit my radar.
Right.
Well, the background vocals on this song were Linda Ronstadt, James Taylor, and Nicolette Larson. It's not like it was put together.
Thank God, man. If it was just him, it'd be even worse.
Well, I've lost... if I had an interest in him before, after seeing him at Farm Aid last week, other than the three songs that he took shots at to Big Ag, I mean, the big corporate farming and Monsanto and stuff, he left me completely cold. But anyway, he's had a great career.
Sure has.
God love him for that.
Yep.
So the three songs are Harvest Moon by Neil Young, Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day, and Forever Autumn by Justin Hayward. So now our job is to put all these things together and figure out what they are all about. How long has it been since we talked to anybody in Melbourne, WMEL? Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. So what's the connection with all of these songs?
It don't pertain to us in Florida, but it's the first day of fall.
Yes, it's all about fall.
Yay.
Yes, that is true. Forever Autumn, obviously. Wake Me Up
When
September
Ends. You are really smart, Tom.
Super smart.
Tom is a smart cookie. And he's listening.
Well,
good day.
I'm getting it from you.
Thank you, Tom. That's
absolutely
good.
He was talking to me.
No, stop. Would you please? 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we all watch TV and see these beautiful ladies and sometimes handsome gentlemen getting makeovers, and it makes them look entirely different. We've all watched them. We know what difference it can make. But what about dogs and cats? You know, recently I was working at a shelter, and I was looking around, and some of the shelter dogs and cats that had come in really looked a bit disheveled. They were beautiful. Beautiful, but you couldn't tell under that coat that's all knotted and matted up. But we gave them makeovers. Yes, doggy and kitty makeovers. We bathed them, we groomed them, we brushed them, we made them look good, used some shampoo, maybe even a little perfume on some of them. And you know what we found? We took the same dogs that everyone was bypassing at the shelter. The ones that no one would look at. The ones that said, look, I don't want that dog. He's dirty. He's I don't want him. Once we groomed them, and thank goodness for volunteer groomers that do work at some of the shelters, once we groomed these dogs, almost every single dog and cat for that matter, found a home. So look beyond what you first see. A little bath, a little brushing can make all the difference in the world for your new best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Musicians, singers, songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like a portable 88-key digital piano for just $199, or two Sterling recording mics for $59, boom mic stands for just $19, or a Pearl Cajon drum with snare just $89. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, grabbed my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Because you have a bad attitude today.
Whose email is more important than us?
It's Friday. I have one a great guess. Attitude.
You can get one guess on that one.
He's emailing the girlfriend instead of talking with us.
No, I'm happy to talk to you. I can talk and type at the same time.
No, you can't. No, you are physically incapable of doing that.
Meredith Lee Dudley alone.
Yeah. Really? No,
it's your time.
I initiated this. It's not about her.
Well, then, Doug, look at me.
Yes.
Stay focused, Dougie. Come on.
The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, you might find very interesting. It's short. Go check it out. It's an amazing illusion. You see somebody pour liquid into a glass and then pick up the glass, which is actually just a picture of a glass.
Crazy. I actually just tweeted it, and I think that we should come up with a movement on the Good Day Show. I think that we should, all the hashtags are the rage. I think we need Magic Friday, even though I know Magic Monday would be alliteration. But Friday's like one of the days where everybody's kind of happy. The weekend's ahead of us. I think we need Magic Friday.
Magic Friday. That's fine. You can have a ready shout out. All right.
Good Day Show, at Jennifer Horn, at Rich McFadden. Tweet us your hashtag Magic Friday.
What would it be? What would likely be something
any
that would
work?
Any
of your favorite magic tricks?
Like bending a spoon.
Or your favorite Friday thing.
Yeah. Favorite Friday.
Like happy hour.
Fun. Yeah. Okay. Friday, the 25th of September is upon us. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Rich McFadden is here. And the Pope is not. Pope addressed Congress yesterday. He quoted, he's gone home.
He's in New York.
I thought he's going home today.
He goes to Philadelphia. No, he goes to Philadelphia.
He's going to Philadelphia.
He's here Sunday, Dougie.
Oh, how did I miss that?
I don't know.
Anyway, yesterday...
I'm just going to talk like a valley girl to you all day. I don't know.
Good for you. He quoted Martin Luther King Jr. yesterday about how great America is, gave lawmakers all of the things he was feeling about our country. He said everybody ought to get along. We ought to be more welcoming to immigrants. The death penalty has to go. The U.S. needs to pay more attention to going green. So how about that?
You know, for all you people that think that I'm just a hack, I'm talking to you, Dougie, for the conservative side of things, I thought the Pope did a great job yesterday. Even though, I mean, and believe me, people on the left and on the right didn't necessarily love everything that he had to say, but I actually did.
I did.
I mean, he was an equal opportunity offender. I mean, he offended the right with certain issues. He offended the left with certain issues.
When he tells it like it is, but how do people find that offensive?
Well, I don't know if he did. I mean,
he did, too. The global
climate change thing, that's up for debate. But you know what? He went up there and he was more patriotic than I've seen anybody be.
Not even an
American, but he's up there saying, God bless America. He's saying, let's get everybody together. Let's start working on problems.
Right when he said, thank you for welcoming me to the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah.
I mean, when do you ever hear anybody say that anymore?
He knows how to win over a crowd.
That's right. He certainly does, Rishi. That's the important thing. He knows how to talk to a crowd, to speak of their language. All right, so now we have the Chinese premier here today. Instead of the Pope, we go to the Chinese. And it appears that President Xi,
Xi Jinping.
First official visit to America. Expected to announce that China will put a price on carbon emissions, so it'll be more expensive for the Chinese to pollute. So will that make it easier on Mother Earth? Just go to China, even now, as their industrial revolution is in full swing. Go to any of the four or five largest cities, including Beijing. It's not so bad in Beijing, but you go to some of the other cities where there's heavy industry. Woof! You can't see the sun. It's so much smog.
If you are a fan of the global warming movement, I mean, President Obama has called for really strict new guidelines for our country, right? Well, what we would do if we followed President Obama's guidelines wouldn't really change the scope of the world because China is such a polluter.
You follow Obama's his ideas on EPA or on environment, and you get the Volkswagen thing. That's what you get.
That's right.
That's what that leads to.
It's unfavorable to business, and it doesn't do us a great deal. And the small amount of difference that would make to the climate, to the globe, is going to be overrun by what China's doing. So if you are a fan of this, then you've got to start with China. You've got to get them to change their ways, because anything we do here would not even show up on the radar because of all the junk that they're
doing
there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
India's worse, if you can imagine.
And Russia.
Woo! Now, the Russians are no prize here. So the next item of interest between the Chinese and the United States is the
hack.
A lot of things.
What about
cybersecurity? The president and the president both seem to be speaking green, but they are not talking, at least so far,
something
about cyber. Well, he ought to.
Will they say it in public or
will they say it in private?
They had a private dinner last night.
Yeah.
That's when they actually probably kind of said, hey, man, what gives here? And we need to do something about it. Today is all the official kind of pomp and circumstance garbage.
I wonder if they took home their leftovers in like a swan shaped foil.
I wonder if they're having Chinese food.
No, they didn't. They had, what did they have? They had lobster.
Really?
Lamb. And then some kind of Asian soup type thing.
Right. Miso soup.
Don't ask me why I know.
Miso soup.
I think that's Korean or Japanese.
Miso soup.
Miso's Japanese.
Miso. No, it is.
Japanese.
Asian here and Asian there. Okay.
Oh, no.
So.
Doug at Doug.com.
Wow. Racist.
Yeah, right. That's me.
The Asians love when you just say, hey.
Okay.
They like it even better when you say Oriental.
I said that. Of course. All right. So Oriental. So, Richie.
Yeah.
Be happy to know how gingerly we treated the sadness in Mecca. We dusted off an old Gene Pitney song called Mecca. And if you really wanted to please the audience, you'd probably play that again. song that refers to this. Well, it's a whole different thing than what's going on in Mecca. Most of you heard by now. And I don't know if you understand, this Hajj pilgrimage has been going on every year for millennia, as long as the Muslim religion has been in vogue. It supposedly started, or the focal point of it is Mecca in Saudi Arabia. So every year, millions of people make a pilgrimage, because that's what the Quran through Muhammad is urging people to do. Come together every year and pay tribute to this, the holiest of holy cities, for them. And so every year there are millions of people who go to the same place. They go at the same time, and it causes lots of stampedes, and a lot of people get killed. Thousands have gotten killed. There were, I think the number is 8-something now, Kenny?
Seven, I'm saying.
Yeah. And then there was a crane collapse in Mecca. 100 people were dead. That was last week, I think.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, pretty messy place over there. But at any rate, you've obviously decided not to play Mecca.
I think every year we talk about this.
Yeah, we do. Well, there seems to be more attention paid to it this year for some reason.
Well, I think the number's a little higher than average. I mean, it seems to me like you always hear 100, 150.
Well, there's been a lot more than that in some cases.
Well, I mean, there was 1,400 and 90.
A couple of years ago, yes, right, not long ago. All right, 43 after the hour almost here on Good Day. Would you pay attention for a minute to me? If you don't listen to anything else that I say all day today, listen to the next 60 seconds or so as I help you fall into fantastic health with the help of Neogenis and the Neo 40 capsules, the science that has gone into making Super Beats the prominent way for people to bring down their blood pressure, or to keep your blood pressure where you want it to be. The folks who went to medical school, now Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a big supporter of this, would tell you firsthand that the things that he's learning now in his practice, he was never taught in school. One of the things is the impact of nitric oxide on the system. And that's basically the formula for Neo 40 and Super Beats. It is essential to open up your arteries, and that's what this product does. It's made of beets. Simple. And there's nothing else in this formula but beets. The capsules, you take them, they melt in your mouth, absorbed into your system quickly, you get energy, you get health, you get circulation, and the same is true with a glass of Super Beets that you have during the day. A teaspoon of Super Beets into the glass of water, stir it up, drink it, and you have a charge that is natural. No caffeine needed, none of the things you get in those monster drinks and all that other crud. No, this is all about your health. Great health. So get your normal blood pressure, or get your blood pressure back to where it's supposed to be. Healthy arteries, energy, get the blood into your muscles, into your brain, into all of your systems. That's what happens. Neo 40 twice a day, restore and maintain your blood pressure, and then top it off with a Super Beats, a glass of Super Beats with maybe your lunch, that kind of thing. Comes in Super Beats black cherry flavor. Yum, yum. It will become America's favorite drink to boost energy. As a matter of fact, now there are plenty of opportunities for you to read in the various publications and information that comes on Neo 40 and Super Beats about how most of the professional athletes, Olympic athletes in the world, are using this. So my experience is it's great. Richie's experience is it's great. Jennifer's experience is great. Kenny's experience, it's great. Get a great experience by calling 800-655-4183, or just go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com, or 800-655-4183. Get the results that we're talking about here, or your money back. That's a solid, strong guarantee. I'm so confident that you'll love this. I'm happy to push it and tell you it's the right thing to do. Neo 40, Super Beats as well. 800-655-4183 to enjoy optimal health.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellawood Resilient Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo. American and European laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Catholic Charities USA doesn't want anyone to forget that 45 million people in the United States live in poverty and millions of others struggle to make ends meet. They've launched Raise a Hand to End Poverty in America and the hashtag End45 campaign, a national initiative to raise awareness. Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing for Catholic Charities USA, Maureen Varnon, tells us more about how we can help.
1 in 7 people living in America today are living in poverty. The reasons why so many people are in poverty in America are complicated. You could lose a job and be rendered homeless. You could become chronically ill and lose your job, therefore become unable to pay your mortgage. So I think there's not one answer as to why folks are in poverty today, but we know that it's real and we know that it's a pervasive issue that warrants a national attention.
It's easy to join the cause. It starts with posting a photo of your hand and the hashtag N45 on social media. More on the campaign and other ways to make a difference at CatholicCharitiesUSA.org/N45.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in store and online while supplies last.
48 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn now checks the schedule for 60 Minutes on Sunday.
This is very exciting. Do you have to be old to watch 60 Minutes, or is it for everybody?
I think it's for everybody, but a lot of older people watch it because younger people don't seem to be paying attention.
I think it's the clock. It throws it off. It needs to be some sort of digital clock. I think that would make it better. Maybe, yeah. Like, you know.
Is that a stopwatch?
Yeah, think about if they did, like, the theme for 24. Right. That would be better. All right, well, producers at CBS are making 4 separate episodes of 60 Minutes for Sunday. They're trying to fit in 3 stories that include a lot of newsmakers, Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump.
Didn't get Charlie the Pope, though, right?
No, Charlie Rose traveled to Moscow for a 2-hour meeting with Vladimir Putin, who talks about Syria, the Ukraine, his image in America, and that will lead the season opening broadcast of 60 Minutes, followed by Scott Pelley's attempt to pin down Donald Trump on the issues. We'll see how he does. The network has given 60 Minutes extra time, so you'll be able to watch from 7 to 9 p.m. for West Coast viewers, and you never know when 60 Minutes starts after football, right. So you kind of have to watch. Now, the third story is about El Chapo's escape from prison that may not air on Sunday.
We don't have Madam Secretary, and we don't have the Good Wife on Sunday?
No, I think you do. It's over till 9. I mean, it only goes till 9. I think what they're saying is depending on the football game, it'll depend on what you get. This El Chapo story, though, so crazy. I think it's funny that people are acting surprised that 13 people helped him escape. Duh.
Oprah Winfrey. Is she still having... What is going
She's
on?
She's having a party. Oprah Winfrey is going to star in an own drama called Greenleaf. She's heading back to TV on her very own network. The series is about a megachurch in Memphis, and it's run by a charismatic and manipulative bishop who will play, and Oprah will play Mavis McCready, who is the sister of his wife, Lady May Greenleaf. So that'll be kind of interesting to see Oprah back on TV. Now let's talk about some remakes, because they're always kind of fun to dream about.
A-Team!
The A-Team looks like it's coming back. This has been a rumor for a while, but it looks like they are reassembled. 20th Century Fox TV has put together a new take on the classic TV series. Tell Al Roker, because he loves the the A-Team, I've heard. Mm-hmm. And it'll be done by Sleepy Hollow executive producer Albert Kim. He's in on writing the adaptation. John Hamm, great actor, all done with Mad Men. He wins an Emmy. Now he goes on to where only the famous people can go.
This is a
He's going on SpongeBob SquarePants. That's right. After you win an Emmy, where are you going next? Not Disneyland. You're going as a guest star on SpongeBob.
There you go. Craig Ferguson is going to host American History Debate Show on the History Channel. That'd be interesting. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Said Tom Parsons has become quite ill. I think I told you the story last week, and this time one of the founding members of the group of people that I use for advice on this program. He actually started with me in 1988, the first year of this program, and when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati, he went off on his own to start a travel company called Best Fares, and it's become quite successful. BestFares.com is one of those niche sort of, what do we call those, boutique places to go to get to great fares, airline fares, and cruise fares especially. So we hold a good thought for him as he continues to struggle with his illness and problems in the hospital in Dallas. He's really a very good guy. He's a character and a half.
Nice guy.
He's a wonderful guy. A story that would probably intrigue him and will intrigue lots of you, I'm sure, coming right up here in the world of travel on Good Day.
For $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines. and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Okay, so here in the spirit of our telling stories, Richie, the story of an air traffic controller who directed a pilot having trouble with his plane to a closed runway.
It's amazing when you hear these stories.
I know. This is something that happened on Long Island. And I remember I sort of went back to this because it's something that's so outrageous. I think I told the story briefly on the air in some way, shape, or form. The Federal Aviation Administration is now looking into, with more detail, the crash of this beach craft, which left from West Hampton on its way to Morristown, New Jersey. And so the pilot reported, it sort of reminded me of the story of Harrison Ford. Remember, he took off from the Santa Monica Airport, what was that, 4 or 5 months ago, and he's got a collection of planes. This was a World War II vintage plane that he'd been using for a long time, and he has fun. He flies them to his place out in Montana or wherever it is, various planes. So he took off, and the engine knocked out, and he landed it on the fairway at the golf course that's next door. To the Santa Monica Airport. Now, you can chuckle about it because everything turned out okay. Not so the case of this particular pilot. The controller gave the information to him about the location because as soon as the plane took off, it was having engine trouble, and he went to the FAA and said to the air traffic control person, I got to land. What's the nearest airport? So the air traffic control guy looks at apparently an old map that showed nearby airports, and the closest one was this one that turned out had been closed, and the runway didn't even exist anymore. So this guy lands or is directed to land the plane at an airport that doesn't even exist. Wow. It was a former runway associated with a defense contractor. The controller told the pilot the airport was closed, but said the runway, according to his information, still existed. So the pilot in the next couple of transmissions between ground and him, he can't see the runway. It's a cloudy day anyway. The controller continues to provide information about the location, says, yeah, my map says that runway is still there. So this guy lands, he comes down through the clouds and sees that he's on a railroad crossing. And the plane crashed into the railroad, or into the on the tracks, which was where the runway used to be.
Wow.
There are a lot of those, by the way. If you ever go, it's very interesting in England, the Heathrow Airport, there's a railroad track that goes right through sort of the center of the airport. When you drive around the airport, there's a track that they use to haul parts and stuff from the various hangars, the supplies that go to, because they have huge hangars there that work on all the planes. And it's kind of funny to go over the track. But this and this, and they've done that in a lot of places. They made railroad yards out of old airports. But in this circumstance, the FAA completely responsible for this misinformation. So this guy, poor guy, is dead. So who do you go to fix that problem? You know, you're going to sue the government? What are you going to get out of the government? The guy's dead.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.